Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
We only got. That's all we got.
Can't believe it was all so simple then. Oh, I hope you never feel those mountains feeling distant. Thank you. Humale Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilah ilah ilah. Ashadu ilah ni Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but Allah. And we only bear witness and we testify that Prophet Muhammad, who is the seal of the prophets, that no more prophet to come, will receive the final revelation called Al-Quran, the greatest book of all the books in the world. This book represents the word of God better than any book that's on and out there right now. So this is the greatest book that man have received. So we in the night of Rock Talk Radio Station. I don't see a lot of people here, but we're going to hang on in here and hope some people come on. We are here tonight, like we're here 6 days a week, calling people back to the oneness of God, calling people back to the truth that had been hidden from us for just about 400 years or better, calling the people back to the oneness of God, that let them know there's only one God and not three, two, not a man, not a woman, but the creator of man and woman. And that's one God. His proper name is Allah. So we on tonight. We're like we on 6 days a week, from seven to nine Eastern Standard Time. So we hope that others will come on, give the number out. But we're going to keep rolling, and I see we got Brother Amin is on, and he'll be with us for a while. But we have no one on. We play the music. So all praise are due to Allah. We're going to open with a prayer. Get that out the way. If we get this out the way, at least we have done one thing right. We have asked Allah, the Creator, to bless this show and to protect us as we are on this Block Talk radio station. First, we'll say it in the Arabic language. Then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Amin, Rahman Rahim, Malik Yomi Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amen. In the English translation, we seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejecting enemy. With the name of our Almighty God, Allah, most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We're asking Allah to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. I'd like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting matches greeting. And that greeting is come from God Allah to remind us that we have to keep the peace in order to be qualified as loving human beings. We have to qualify to be a loving human being. And one way we do that by keeping the peace and not breaking the peace. So we're going to greet you in that best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply mean, may God peace be unto you. With the Block Talk radio station coming out of California, thank Brother Amin Hamid for this Block Talk radio station coming out of California. He is spearheading the STEM school program to make sure we get a school to teach us science, technology, so we can just do more in this, with the life that we got. You got all them kinds of skills. We can make a world. We don't need no more rappers. We got enough rappers. We don't have enough doctors and lawyers and plumbers and electricians and carpenters. We have too many rappers. And we have overflow of rappers. We don't need no more rappers. We don't need no more mind benders. That's what they are. They're bending the minds of our young people and messing them up. Anytime you got music and it curse more and bring more foul language, then it bring education or bring love and control of themselves, then that's a wicked song. And we said most of that is created and stirred up by Satan itself. No intelligent people who would love to hear that kind of rap that says those things toward women, toward the society, even toward the police, singing them songs. We think them songs is too dangerous for a dog to be listening to. So we here tonight to remind ourselves that we got a job to do, and our job is to help this world get back what Allah had it in the beginning. We say in the beginning, so shall we be in the end. And we hope we at the end of this evilness that we see in the world. Too much evil. And it causing a lot of death. King Charles III, he said he got cancer. And he might not be around here too much longer. So a lot of movie stars, the people they call movie stars, that the people call, they want you to look up to. That's why they call them movie stars. They number a bunch of professional liars to me. But these people they call movie stars, many of them dying, 56, 35, 25. They dying. Now, so this is the day of judgment. How they got through playing Aretha Franklin, one of her hits, she a natural woman. The homosexual people got mad at her for singing that song. They got disappointed in her saying a natural woman because they know they're not natural. So they got mad at her and asked her not to sing that song no more. What kind of evil is that? You know that you ain't what God ordered, but you don't want people that who are trying to be in the line of what God ordered not to sing a song that brings about the true meaning of a female is a natural woman. I mean, she can have babies. She can breastfeed a baby. The unnatural woman can't breastfeed no baby or have a baby. She there is looking for some false pleasure. Huh? That's all she looking for, some filthy pleasure that she looking for. So she ain't natural no more. She less than a dog because a dog gonna be a dog, but a human being, it shouldn't stoop as low as a dog. So we here tonight again, started off at 7 o'clock. We started off on time, and now it's 7:43, and it was about 7:30, and nobody was even on. But that's understandable. when you got the best, then sometimes people hard to move on the best. And we understand that. So, but we're going to keep working until the whole world understand that we ain't going nowhere, that we're going to be talking about removing the images, how we can save our children, going into business, getting our share of the reparation that owes us. We're going to be speaking about this until Judgment Day. We're going to keep speaking about this. We're not going to be silent no more on nothing. We're going to tell the truth because silence have been given away to giving sense to not doing nothing. And we ain't about to do it. We ain't about that, not doing nothing. We know nothing for nothing, need nothing. So we're going to bring something, and we hope to get a whole lot of bring something, and hope we get a whole lot of something from the something that we do with the help of Almighty God Allah. So we so there's so many bad things going on. Michelle Obama went and tried to talk to President Biden. And it didn't come out too good. So they want to replace him. He's getting old. And so when she went to him, it's on the internet. You got to see for yourself. Went on in the internet that she went to see President Biden and it didn't go too good. And they want her to run against the man.
Biden.
Yeah, what is his name? Right, yeah.
Her husband, and
him
was talking.
So they want her to run. They want to ask her to run against Byron. So all these things are going on in the world because the man is not making sense. Anytime he let another country terminate a whole people. It didn't help with it. Then say he can't do without those people. We don't need him. African Americans have to learn how to speak up for themselves and let people know what we need and what we want, what we don't want. We have to let them know. We pay taxes. We are citizens of this country. And we the only one talking about good government. The government we got is corrupt from the top to the top. It corrupts. And then what Satan works from the top to the bottom. Work on the bottom. What Satan work at? Huh? Didn't Donald Trump go to the top and work from the top to on down? Did all the things he done and still doing it? What an evil character. And tried to take over the White House. Tried to take over the country. Huh? But nobody want to punish him for that. Presidents should have special privileges. They should be the highest form of intelligence because they wanted people to vote them in and to lead them. And they voted that man in to lead them, and he led them astray. And then the people voted against him and voted him out of office, and he never got satisfied with that. He wanted to take over the country. He said that the election was rigged. Huh? But that's the kind of people he is. The election was rigged. I messed up the post office. They messed up this country. He told the people to go buy all the land and be a house and rent them out to the people. And that's what these people are doing. You all see all the houses they don't build around here in America. And who come and live in them houses? People from other countries. They're going to try to do to us the same way they doing to the Palestinians. Is to move them out. They want to move African American back to the country. And then put bad judges and bad police there to kill us off.
It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Nobody going to love us because we don't love each other. Our problem is us. And we know all Caucasians are not like that. Some of them love us. Why? Why not? You can't help from loving a human being. You say a dog is your best friend, and you gonna love a dog better than you do a human being. They got a woman in Florida now, off her 10 years for having sex with a dog. I mean, that's one out of maybe hundreds of women they done caught with laying with dogs. And you gonna bring a dog in your house? In the history of the caveman, that when he left out and didn't come back for months, this woman had a relationship with the dogs. With a dog. That ain't hidden information. So why would a man want a dog, or a woman want a dog in a house? A nasty dog. As Muslim, we told, if you got a dog in your house, the angels leave. The angels said, I got to get out of here. He ain't going to hang around with no dog. Dog should be outdoors letting you know there's a snake out there. There's somebody come up on your property. There's a bear. There's an animal out there coming up to the house. Snake, crocodile, whatever. That dog is good to do that. There's nothing wrong with having a dog. If you live in that kind of area, you want somebody to warn you. A dog is the best animal to have. But to let the dog lay in your house, even after the Bible said, if you lay down with a dog, you're going to get fleas. That's what the Bible said. The Bible knows, and that's true right there. These people bringing dogs into the grocery store. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Ain't no Muslim hardly saying nothing. I'm freaking out. Other Muslims saying something. But let's not only say something, let's get some signs and go to those stores that let the dogs in, especially the grocery stores, and tell and let the people know we're not going to come into your store if you got a dog coming in there. And warn the people of the potential bad help they're going to receive from them dogs going in the store, getting into the food, getting on the food. That's the only thing we can do, warn them. But you can't make a dead person come alive. You can't make a dead person, a blind person, see. If they blind, like this Quran says, if they blind in this world, they're going to be blind in the next. We can't make them see. But we can point out for our own a peace of mind that it's wrong to allow a dog to come into a meat market or a grocery store or what food products, food is being sold. Okay, it is a comforter dog. They got a name for that dog. The person, guy, ain't no person in the world got to have no dog but a blind person. So we ain't going for that. So all praise is due to Allah, the Lord and Chastain of all the world. Allah is most gracious and Allah is most merciful. Yeah, we look at the internet and seen in Texas this African American woman, 3-year-old in an oven. And the door broke, and the police were called. They locked her. Then she came back home and cut her other children with knives. Then she jumped on her husband and beat him up. This is the kind of world that we've been that is coming about because people done took God out their life. This is the kind of life that this world is producing. Women that cutting their baby, putting their baby in ovens. And this happening all around the country. Starving the babies to death, putting them in, locking them up in closets. the boyfriend and I mean, Caucasians are doing it too. But we don't want nobody doing that to no child. So, but they're not going to stop until all of us get involved. It's like racism not going to stop until all of us get involved. If you're a human being, you ain't nowhere in the world you like racism. We supposed to be human beings. Human beings supposed to care for each other, be concerned about each other. How can we allow to have a hospital and the person that is a nurse or a doctor, he think he's better than you, and you're going to let that person wait on you? You're going to put yourself in some bad situation. We can't let people wait on us in a hospital or be our protector. And they're racist. They're racist. Meaning that they hate people that don't look like their race. And they call their race is mean somebody who have the same color or plexion of skin they have. We can't continue to let this happen. We must find a way, a better way, to get away from these, let these people know that they sick. And anybody can do that, and the only people I know is qualified to make a statement and clear this mess up is the followers of Imam, the true followers of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, who have a love for all people. We all brothers. We all come from Adam. We're supposed to be human beings. And what is a human being? One who qualifies to respect another human being and treat that human being right. Huh? If that person don't qualify to do that, if he think he's better than that other human being, there's going to be some problems coming from that human being who think he's better. That Pharaoh proved that. He thought he was better than Moses and Moses' people. And Pharaoh thought he was even better than the people that allow him to be over them. He was talking about cutting their arms off on the right side and their left leg off. Told them anything need to be done, he do it all. Don't think I'm the only one qualified to think. You just do what I say. That's what happens when people think they're better than you. That's a disease they bring on themselves. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and cherish and stain of all the world. If this world get put back, then we'll be one of the people leading the way to put this world back, because we know we need good government, and we ain't got good government coming from the Republicans, the Democrats, even coming from the independents. They all need help. And when you cut the money off, when you study to cut the money off, they say the dragon, he get his strength from his tail, and he spits fire. And you want to get rid of the dragon, you have to cut the tail off. You had to cut all that, take that tail and he swing it and just tear everything. You got to cut off them lies that's on that dragon. So that fire he got kicking out, throwing out there won't come out. You got to cut his tail off. And then what is the tail? A lie? Christ Jesus is the Son of God. I'm a white person. You a black person? You can hear on TV. You hear it on YouTube all the time. Hear it on social media. Caucasians say you don't like me because I'm white. Yeah, you mad because you black, and that's what that color scheme does. It trick people up. I'm white. I ain't no good, but I'm white. I'm better than you because you black. Our Imam said we had to change the language. Good language had to come in, the bad language got to go out. So all praise are due to Allah. So I'm going to get ready to turn this mic over to someone else, let somebody else talk. Let me see, I see Brother Sujar in. See, can I get him to come up and share with us? I got supposed to be a sister who is an editor in Florida. She's supposed to come on. She has the number. She said she's going to call me. And I'm hoping that she come on. She want to hear about what we are doing. She went to One Hour Janelle here in Atlanta, and she was amazed about what was said at the Janelle. So she came to Juma, and she really liked the Juma. And now she want to find out how can she get involved, and she want to hear much more. And so we gave her books and the Quran. And she said she, when she get back to Florida, she will call and come on. So I'm going to bring Brother Sujar up. May Allah continue to bless us all. Let's keep working. And I'll turn this over to Brother Sujar. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujar.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, God's servant. We'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, we're living in a time of the judgment. That's what time we're in right now, right today. We're living in a time where the people that's been tested and the people that's been tried, you know, also it's a time where we got people that's looking for a better life. They say to themselves, there's got to be something better than this, you know, and Al-Islam, brothers and sisters, is wide open for all the believers. The masjid is wide open for everybody. We don't just ask for certain peoples to come into the masjid. It's open for everybody. Everybody can listen to the Juma or the Talims, and they can read the Holy Quran, and they can study the history of Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon him, study the history of Islam in America. You see, from us. We have a history. African Americans, all the way back to 1930, we have a history. And study the history of the Arabs. They have a history. You know, and study those histories and see the progress of Al-Islam. Check out the movement of Al-Islam. It's a deen, a religion, a way of life that frees the individual. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's what Islam does. It frees you. And it's definitely protect you against false worship, images in religion. It protects you against that. And it gives you a way of life that is dignified and respected. Your children will respect you. Your parents will respect you. Your friends and everybody will respect you. When you apply and live the religion, oh, brothers and sisters, you can't find nothing better than Islam. Christianity, same thing. Only thing about Christianity, they got a whole lot of confusion in there. You know, some people are saying that Jesus is God's servant, and he's a prophet of God. And then you got some more is saying in the religions that Jesus is God's son. He's the son of God. And then you got some of the Christians saying that Jesus is God himself. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. And you have some Christians that pray to Jesus. And Jesus clearly said, not my will be done, but God's will be done. Jesus asked his followers, said, watch me while I pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus said in Scripture, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true, but I bear witness of he that sent me. They called Jesus good master. Jesus said, why callest me good? Why thou callest me good? None is good. Only one is good, and that's the Father. They asked Jesus, when is the judgment? When is the please tell us, you know, when is the judgment? And Jesus told them, in the Bible, this is straight up in the Bible, if you study the Bible. Jesus said he didn't know the day nor hour. So there's some good in Christianity, and there's true believers in Christianity. Our book, the Quran, say that among those who call themselves Christians, it's true believers. There's some of them listen to the Quran or read the Quran and say when they read the Quran or listen to the Quran, said that tears come through their eyes. So we are not against Christians and we are not against Jews. We are not against true believers. We as Muslims. If you practice Islam, you can't be against the human being and practice al-Islam. So we have a religion, a deen, that is the last revelation from all the other religions. This is the last one that was revealed by Almighty God, Islam, and practicing that religion, you read the Holy Quran and you apply the book, you're able to see clearly when Jesus said, "Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, that thing happened in Islam. Islam give you the truth, and the Islam allow you to practice a life that is a life of freedom. You can't be no slave and be a Muslim. That's impossible. Our book Quran say that Satan if you give your obedience to Satan, it's not so much Satan. You give him that freedom to deceive you. Satan can only deceive you if you give it to him. You give him the freedom to deceive you. Satan say, I only call you, and you came. I call you, and you came. So he's telling you, you got a chance to reject him. You don't have to listen to his call. If you want to practice the deen of Islam, the way that the prophet taught it, you have the freedom to do that. But our leader, Imam Wahdi Muhammad, taught us what freedom is. Imam Wahdi Muhammad said, freedom is responsibility. You want to be free? Then you got to get up and do things that'll put you in a position that you won't be dependent. Freedom means you got to do things on your own. You got to establish your own business. You got to build your own community. You got to make your own food. You got freedom. But freedom is responsibility. Imam Wahdi Muhammad also say, in dealing with this knowledge, he say that the real individual is a word. And he said, a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. If I say horse, you should be able to see a horse. If I say dog, you should be able to see a dog. If I say tree, you should be able to visualize it in your mind. He said, the real you is the word. To prove that it's true, if I talk to you on the telephone, who am I talking to? Am I talking to your flesh? No, I'm talking to you that lives inside of your flesh. That's the real you. That one. If I talk to you on the telephone and don't know you, then you can be any color. You can be any nationality. But I'm talking to you, the person. And your flesh, only thing it does is serve you. In religion, they say the flesh is totally obedient. It's obeys. If you tell your hand to do something, it's going to obey. You tell your feet to do something, it's going to obey. That's the reason in the Quran, it say that your hands is going to testify against you in the last day. Your feet's going to testify against you. Everything in creation is the word. Everything. And in order for you to communicate, you got to use the word. You got to use something out of creation in order to communicate. I don't care if you're deaf, dumb, or blind. What makes you see? Knowledge is what makes you see. To prove that, you can have the knowledge of things that's in your home and have all the lights cut out. It'll be jet black dark. But if you got the knowledge of what's in your home, wherever you need, you can go straight to it. So what is it that makes you see? Your knowledge is what makes you see. That's the light. That's the real light, brothers and sisters. That's when you got some blind people that's doing better than people that can that got eyesight. They doing better. Better understanding. You know, so what I'm saying, we have a leader, Imam Waridin Muhammad, that's among us. Allah said, for every peoples he sent a messenger. And that's not talking about a prophet. A messenger and a prophet is not the same. So we got to have a good understanding. Allah said, among every peoples, there's a messenger. Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our prophet Muhammad, is the last prophet. After Prophet Muhammad, Allah said there's no need to send another prophet. So, brothers and sisters, we are in Islam. We practicing and applying the Holy Quran in our life. Allah told the Prophet Muhammad, it's not your job to tend to the affairs of the peoples. He's talking to Muslims. It's not your job to tell the peoples how to run their home. It's not your job to tell the people how to raise their children. Allah told the prophet, your job is to bring the message to them clearly. It's to warn them. And when you warn a person, you're not dictating to them. When you warn them. There's no force on the people when you warn them. You're just giving them a knowledge of things, of certain things. And it's up to them to make decisions. You see? That's when Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Because it's a religion that Allah says that there's no compulsory. There's no force in it. Praises be to Allah. You can make your own decision and be a happy person and making your own decision. And Islam is a religion that the individuals know that God has given them a free will. They don't teach this in Christianity. They don't teach you this in Judaism. But in Islam, Allah teaches us that the human being is given the free will. You can say, I will obey God or I will disobey God. You have that freedom. But with that freedom, you got responsibility again. Allah says that he set up two things. If you do wrong, you will be punished. If you do good and you do right, Allah is going to bless you. So he'll bless you with a garden beneath with rivers flow. So you got that knowledge. You know that. I was looking at television, and they were showing the people that had accepted Islam and is practicing Islam. And they say that they never had been so happy and so relieved until when they became a Muslim. And these were Caucasian women. I said that right there is a blessing. And I saw on the TV where they showed us different communities where Muslims had established communities. You know what a community consists of. You know, it got everything that you need in it. But it's something that you establish there. They got communities here in America that is Muslims, Muslim community. But they are not dependent on a word about, this type of food. Is the food contaminated? Is the food real? It's the food man-made. And they can set up community programs and social experiences where they don't have to worry about homosexuality. Or corruption. They got to have security. You should always keep security. They don't give up your security. You know. But at the same time, you got that freedom to make a decision on your own. And have a society that of people other than police officers that will kill your children, and it's on the news. Police officers disrespecting you. Police officers that not are protecting your right as citizens. You got a community that you can leave your door open at night. But your children can run and play and don't worry about being molested. That's the type of freedom that we want. Brothers and sisters, African American, Islam is the best thing in the world for them. because what it does is allow them to establish life. For the first time, establish life after the four pounds went through what they went through. After their grandfathers and mothers and things and uncles and things went through Jim Crowism, racism, discrimination. You don't have to go to a supermarket or go to a grocery, go to a store buying clothes and any other thing that you had to that you need, and be discriminated against. But having all that type of thing is going to constitute what? And that's what we call freedom. It's constitute what? We can't send our children to college just to get a job. We send our children to college to educate them and qualify them where they would be able to provide jobs. Think about it, brothers and sisters. I'm a senior citizen, and Allah blessed me with some smell, so I should know something. So we thank you, brothers and sisters. We pray that Allah blesses us and bless you. To pick up this holy command and apply this in your life. And live a life of a Muslim. We came to you in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. Of As-salamu alaykum. Turn it back over to you, Brother Agba.
Well, like As-salamu alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Thank you.
I think I'll read something from this greatest book of all the books in the world. I don't know no book to have any equal or have any match with this book. And this is the Quran. Allah says in the book that he have blessed us with, whom Ali Shaitan Radin. He said, Surah 23, Ayat 1 to 13. This Al-Mu'minun, the believers. Bismillah Rahman. The believers must eventually went through. Right. Those who humble themselves in their prayer, who avoid the vain talk, who are active in deeds of charity, who abstain from sex, except with those joined to them in marriage bond. All captives who their right hand possess, for in their case they are free from blame. You know, so you have to seek understanding on that. That's our goal. Yeah. So, but those who exceed those limits are transgressors. Those who faithfully observe their trust and covenant, and who scribe and guard their prayers, these will be the heritors who will inherit paradise. They will dwell therein forever. I mean, you ain't going nowhere. You won't want to go nowhere. Why would Jesus want to come back here in paradise, come back to this world? They're going to want to color him, want to ask him all kind of stupid questions. Allah said, goes on to say, said, who inherit the paradise and dwell therein forever. Man, we did create from a sounding clay. That's what the Imam said. It's a quaternary, but it's a sounding, Imam said, sounding clay. Then we place him in a drop of sperm. They place us in a drop of sperm, in a place of rest, firmly fitted. You know, can't no man be no God. Can't no man do that. And it says, and he said, oh, my people, worship Allah. Yet he have no other God but him. Will he not hear him? So surely Allah speak the truth. Is that number God is sure without doubt for those who have faith and belief in the one God. And can't no man do this, what has been said. I mean, Allah instructed that he created us. Call us believers. Yeah, Muslim believers. How hard with that? That's why these Christians, when they hear that solid information, they want to come into the religion. Caucasians, they ain't number human beings just like us. But they've been made to worship people because Satan had to pick somebody. So he picked them. Picked them to cause problems with us. And once we explain that to them, many of them gonna change. Because you can't get good, you can't do wrong and get good from the Creator. You can't do it. And you can't do good, bad in this world and get good in this world. If you steal something, they don't say Jesus died for their sin. They say, we're going to give you some time. We're going to give you time to think about what you did. People cheat on their wife and husband cheat on their wife or wife cheat, and they get caught. Nobody say, well, Jesus died for their sin. Most of them be heading to the divorce court. And when they get there, nobody say, well, Jesus died for that sin. You can't divorce me. I sin, but you can't divorce me. No, they don't say that in court, and they got a Bible. They got a Bible on the bench. They got a Bible this way, But nobody says in that Bible that Jesus died for their sin. Nobody said that. They go on and get a woman everything. Is the man fornicate? The judge get a woman just about everything in the house. Get her the house. He got to leave. Nobody said that Jesus died for that sin and tell the judge he can't do that. So the truth is clear from falsehood. And they've been living a false lie. They've been living a false lie. They put us on a false lie. We still celebrating Christmas and Halloween, and now we're in the time they call Valentine, which ain't nothing but another pagan day that they came up with. Imam said that's a day that they used to the virgin and be raped in the field or have sex out in the field. It's not good. It's not a good day that it's not in Islam that we have such days. That's a pagan day. And always we've been there, you got to buy candy.
spending all your money. We got people buying candy, big old teddy bears, and everything else to get their money. And asking their wife, ask their girlfriend and their wife, "You are you my Valentine?" Don't know what they think. Don't know what they do. They're following the world blindly. And then when somebody come and bring them the understanding on what they're doing, yeah, many of them get mad. Satan said that. Satan told Allah, so when you do come, Allah, that most of them going to be ungrateful. So you give them the word of Allah straight to the point and make sense, and they tell you, I don't want to hear. Well, and what can you do? You can't, what can you do? So all
you did the job. You did the job. You passed the
Anybody got anything they want to ask Sue Job? Anybody want got any question they want to add or something they want to say? All you got to do is match one and come into the queue. We'll cut your mic on. We've been told sometimes we'll cut it, but we've been told by the sponsor of this show that let people decide when they want to come in. Most people like to listen, so we know that you listening. And we appreciate that, but we like to hear some comments or some come back and ask this question, because we didn't come up here to talk and then study and then understand what we're saying. I hope I know Suja though, and we should study. You can't study the environment. You got to study the religion. You got to even look at the news that they putting out and read between the lines, because a lot of it ain't number bull. So you got to read between the lines, because if the world was getting destroyed, Satan ain't gonna make no announcement. He happy. Why would he make an announcement? Why would he come out on TV and say, "Hey, y'all better get it together. God scoring the world." He ain't gonna do that. He gonna say a freak accident.
That's right.
Going to Texas and Arizona and different places. The brother would tell everybody he went to a meeting at a hotel here in Atlanta. He said everybody from Texas and Arizona, and these are places where all the storms come hitting America.
Perfect.
An earthquake. That's so they come in here trying to dodge the earthquake. There ain't no way you can run and hide this day and time. Allah tell us that. You ain't going to be able to run and hide nowhere.
That's right.
So, you can't hide from this. You either get with it, and we either get with it and do what's right, or we going to be get the thing that the people before us got. You know what they got if you understand, you read scriptures. So we don't want nobody hurt. We want all people to be saved. Prophet Muhammad said he was able to look into the fire and see all these women and men. And it didn't make him happy. It made him sad. He came back crying. Made him sad. But there ain't nothing they can do. They put themselves in that situation. But he didn't want to see that. But Allah showed him what was the end of those who continue to cause confusion on earth. Great murder.
Yes, sir.
What people who have no respect for what Allah want them to be about. They got a date. They got a date. They got to meet with their. We all got that day coming. And we got to meet the one who started the life. And that's Almighty God Allah. So the only thing we can do is mind ourselves, mind others. That day is coming. And let's get it right. And it much better we unite to each other and receive a reward, or we've been mean and disrespectful to each other and probably get punished. Which one we should be scribing for? I with my family today had a breakfast call, a breakfast. Me and my wife get an opportunity to go to the breakfast. And we didn't have to say nothing. Our president didn't talk.
And everybody was glad to see us. And they, you know, they made a vegetable almond and all that other stuff and bread and stuff that we can eat and eggs and grits that we can eat. So we had that. But we didn't eat none of the meat. We didn't eat none of the meat. And they wouldn't eat too much of it after they seen we wouldn't eat none. We made our present and being nice and keeping a good spirit going. That's the main thing, keeping a good spirit going. Ain't nobody,
that's
ain't
right.
nobody be a Muslim and carrying a good spirit. Nobody. A lot of them equipped us with that. Yeah, we got to carry a good spirit. Warm spirit, kind. Almost, you know. So they liked it and hate to see us go. But we had some day we after 12, just about 1 o'clock. But they, you know, they wanted to leave, but we had somewhere to go. We had some things we had to do. But we everybody, you know, I met brother-in-law, sister-in-law, sister, everybody. We all had a great time. But that's what family is about. Having a good time, but be yourself. Be what. Don't never leave what Allah wants you to be. Stay on that course, but be a good human being. Let your character speak for itself, and then people
That's
can't
right.
do nothing but respect you. You're trying to get in like you're all holy. Can't touch nothing. You know, can't say nothing. You got people. That's looking at you, your people looking at you, your family looking at you. You come in there like you're all rigid, you're so holy. Ain't nobody going to invite you back to their house no more.
That's right.
You're a family. And they don't want nothing to do with you. Yo, you can't touch him. That's what God said, can't touch him. Yeah. So we got to be flexible. We got to be able to. Be ourselves. Be firm in that.
Yeah, that's right.
Mingle with our people. Mm-hmm. So that's what. So praise be to Allah, and these educated people, like the sister who was at the masjid who came to our janazah. She's a editor in Florida, and she took the number for Imam. We talked to her and explained to her about the religion. She told her I was a Dawah man, and I explained to her what it was, and I told her what we're doing and what we're trying to give her the number of this show. She said she gonna, when she get back home, I don't know if she got back home yet, she said she going to call this show and bring others with her.
Allah Akbar.
You would love your question.
Allah Akbar.
What we're trying to do, keep the human family, put it back together. That's all we're trying to do. We ain't trying to unite with no color. But we call,
right.
And we can't do that way. We all colors are commonly right. It's lighter than Byron. What's his name, Byron?
That's right.
The vice president.
You mean talking about
the... what's his name?
One father, mother, and immunity.
Yeah. Yeah, she lighter than Barry, but they call her black. Mm-hmm. It's the first black woman. She lighter than the president. Mm-hmm. Huh? That we have. Vice president, and that way it was, the brother was running for mayor, Maynard Jackson. He was running for mayor. He was lighter than the people, the governor, the ex-mayor, who place he took, he was lighter than he was. His hair was as straight as his hair, black and pretty. But he was called a black man because he had a look African. And I don't know who came up with that saying. It was some evil person. So you got to look, a drop of black blood. And they did a DNA test on Caucasian and African American. And Caucasian stopped getting DNA test because they telling them they got so much African American in them, and they getting mad. They got mad about it.
Ain't nothing they can do with Kwanzaa. I would love they get mad and jump off a mountain. There's more room for me here. So he's mad because he got Allah did that. You know?
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, they don't pure people.
Yeah, that's not going to affect you in it.
Yeah.
They ain't taking nothing from that. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. They get mad. They ain't going to take no deer. We got a brother here want everybody take up. Trace their family origin back to where they come from. I told them I already done that. I come from Adam. I said, hurry up, man. I'm from Adam.
Yes, sir. Right away.
All that money. I come from Kenya or something like that. I might got, I ain't going to do that. I don't know why. I'm part of the Abraham faith, the Abraham brothers.
And you satisfied
with that? I didn't get drowned in the flood of Noah. So I'm from all of that.
Yes.
You said something, Tujah, you said something, you got it. Said something?
Oh, no, Alhamdulillah. I bear witness. I bear witness to what you're saying. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also all about worship. Pure worship. You know.
Right.
If you say you believe in God, then if you believe in God, then you got to study the peoples that were before you. That also believed in God, and that worship God. So, because it's something that you get ready to go into, that you want to know more about it. And the way you know more about it is read the Holy Quran, and read about the peoples that were before you, and how did they worship God? You know, how do you worship God?
Mm-hmm.
You think? And it's more than just praying, you know. It's more than just saying a prayer, you know. It's a living the life, and applying this book.
Right?
You know, that's when you got to know how people deal in different situations.
Go ahead,
how
man.
How did they deal in different situations? You know. Mm-hmm. Allah said in the Quran, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim." Allah said, "We send a long line of prophets for your instructions. We send Noah to his people." He said, "All my people worship Allah. Ye have no other God but Him. Will you not fear Him?" So that was a whole. When He told you to worship Allah, you know. And you have no other gods but Him, then that should give you understanding. So then there's more gods? Are people believing in other gods? You know, no, made it clear. The peoples that got bad intention that want you to worship all these other gods and don't want you to worship the one God who is Allah, you know, then they going to start putting out propaganda against you. You got to understand that, you know, because they are trying to control. The Quran said, "Oh, my people worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Will you not fear Him?" The chief of the unbelievers. Now here they go. The chief of the unbelievers among his people said, talking about Noah, when Noah said worship one God, he said that the chief of the unbelievers among his people said, he is no more than a man like yourself. Okay. His wish is to assert his superiority over you. And that's how they think. I have brothers come and tell me, brother, ask me, do you believe you think you're a prophet? Like I'm coming at them in a way where it's too strict.
Yeah, that's it.
And so he said, his wish is to search his superiority over you. Say, if Allah has wished to send messengers, he could have sent down angels. You know, in other words, you're trying to pass on the option of what God say, you know, and they are saying that you trying to you trying to put your superiority over me. And they said, never did we hear such a thing as he says among our ancestors of old.
Yeah.
And some said, he is only man possessed. That's when they say that you're crazy.
I know what you're talking. Yeah. Some brothers that came to you with that, they all gone now. They passed.
Yeah, I just look back at that. And Allah showed me what they was doing and how they was thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when you be trying to, you so happy you in a religion, you got a religion, and you got a way of life, and you happy for yourself and for everybody else, and you talking freely and acting freely, but you got some people looking at you. Why you act like that? Who do you think is?
You truly got people
like that.
Yeah. They come at the scripture says they come at you at the ninth hour and they'll try to you know, they'll say a little stuff to you to try to turn you around. You just want to be seen in the eyes of men and women. You need to leave them people alone. Them people ain't bothering you.
They ain't bothering you. You shouldn't tell them people about God.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot gonna deal with them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. A lot dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, many of them have lost their children.
Yeah.
You know, many of them, they going through some things.
Yeah.
Coming to a sickness that they don't have no control over. You know, and Allah is punishing them. You know, so you know. The only thing you can do is bring them the message.
Mm-hmm.
What you understand and what made you a believer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have been out there still cheating people.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been out there running game on people. I could have stayed out there in the street because I knew how to gamble and things like that. They're taking people's money.
Yeah.
But I changed that. I gave up that whole life. You know.
You see.
And tried to practice. Like I told the brother, I said, I don't believe I'm the prophet. I said, but I try to practice and do what he taught me. I said, what about you? And he looked at me like he was losing his mind.
Yeah, that would kill them right there. I'm
not a prophet, but I try to practice what he teaches.
About like the guy told me on the job, said, Abdullah, I named my dog after, I got my name my dog, Abdullah. I got mad. I got angry right quick, but what cooled me off, yeah. Allah brought out my mouth. I said, your dog got a better name than you got. And he got mad.
Allah gives you something to say, boy.
Your dog got a better name than you got. I throw it back at him when he throw it at me.
Yeah.
And him he couldn't hold his mouth.
So man, so when they have problems in their life, they seek to start searching you out, looking for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I bear witness to that.
Yeah.
You know, and they some sad people.
And you do everything you can
to try to help them.
You're right. When you see that you can do nothing with them, you got to say to yourself, you be your way and I'll be the man.
Especially if they still hard-headed and don't want to listen to nothing,
adios.
You know, I can't tell you nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Are you still accusing me of things? You know, I can't tell you nothing. You know. So that's what you had to deal with. That's what you're gonna be confronted with. Mm. When you get old in this religion, in Islam, Allah bless you with some insight.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna stay a dummy. You gonna know something.
Yeah. And that's the reason when I talk to a
Muslim older brother and sister,
mm-hmm.
I try to listen to what they say.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, and you know
how do you deal with this? Mm-hmm. Because Allah is blessing them with wisdom.
Yes, sir.
But they some people that image affect them so bad. Until they hate themselves, they don't believe that God would bless them.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So God bless. He'll bless somebody else, but I ain't worried there was no blessings.
Yeah.
I did something that was unforgivable.
Yes, sir.
As me the Quran said, Allah is most merciful. Often forgive.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are human beings. They say if you didn't make a mistake and do wrong with God, he said that he would go and get another people that would make mistakes.
That's where it's from.
We're not perfect.
Call on the one who can help you out with the mistakes and ask for forgiveness. You owe that to nobody else but the Creator.
Yes, sir, brother. That means that you don't apply, you don't discipline it yourself. You ain't the same person no more. You don't apply the deen, the religion, and that's what you read in the Quran. You can bear witness to it. That is true.
Yes, sir.
Because I lived it.
Law white folk.
You know, Brother I live in life.
Brother Muhammad Sharif, will you close us out? Your mic is on.
All right.
Law Akbar. Assalamualaikum.
I do want to say, Tana Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rahim, Laliki Yom Bidin, Yakana Abu Dawa Yakana Spain. Idina Surah Mustaqim, Surah Al-Adina, and I'm to Alayhim,
I mean.
Thank you, everybody. Listen, if you didn't say nothing, may Allah bless you to have something to say next time. Thank you.